Good afternoon, everybody. It is Will, and I figured I would do a quick boo and talk about a couple of things that are on my mind. Well, I just got done eating my gourmet lunch of ramen noodles. Yeah, we had to go that route. Anyway, there is a new app out called Braille Touch. Now, my idea of these kinds of keyboards like Braille Touch and Flexi is they should be implemented into the OS, in this case, iOS, but that will take a long time in happening. In the meantime, my feeling is that I should not have to pay money in order to get a keyboard, albeit you can type faster, but you have to fiddle around with it to get your text put into whatever you want. Yes, they do have email, they do have Twitter, they do have Facebook, but let's say I'm searching for something. I want access to that keyboard. I don't feel I need to pay money to have access to that keyboard so I can use it. Then go off to the search box and paste in what I'm looking for. I can use dictation for that. And that more often than not, that suits my needs just fine. Some people love paying for that kind of stuff. Me, I look at it a bit differently. I have tried Flexi, have not tried Braille Touch. I do know Braille, so the app is not out as of this audiobook.
New notification from TweetList. TweetList. At Brown and mentioned, a tariff for
after and we're getting tweets here, so if you guys hear that, that's what's going on. But at any rate, yes, my thoughts on the additional keyboards for iOS. Now, they are trying to implement it into Android, and that is easier to do. But I don't have Android. I don't really want it, although some people are able to make it work. All right, a second thought I have is if I didn't have the iPhone, me being without a computer would be pretty hard, but I am able to do what I normally do on the computer on the iPhone here, with a few exceptions. But it is a lot easier having the iPhone here, and I've pretty much gone to mail, surfing the web, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff on the phone itself. The only things that I really use the computer for is audio production, and I also use it to play games that I cannot play on the phone. So, adjusting to life here until Denise gets a new system, and then I'll take her old laptop over. Then I'll be able to play my games and maybe do some sound editing. We will see. All right, that is about it for today.